Hey, my friends, welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Kerry Green here. I'm so thankful that you have joined me. I'm so thankful that you're taking the time to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. That's why we're here on The Morning Mindset. I want to remind you that coming up on Friday is our Pray Together episode. First, I want to invite you to join us for that episode. It's an extra episode, so it's something additional that you would need to listen to if you want to join us. But it is a great opportunity for us to hear about the needs of individuals all around the world and to pray for them. You see, prayer really matters. That kind of support is powerful and effective when prayed in faith. So I want to ask you to join us. And I also want to invite you to share your request or your story of praise to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, by going to kerrygreen.com/prayer. You can find that link in the description for this episode and let us know how we can be praying for you. Okay, today we're looking at Proverbs 24, verses 21 through 22. This is what Solomon writes, once again, writing to his son. He says, "My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise, for disaster will arise suddenly from them, and who knows the ruin that will come from them both." Now, this is a very curious sounding passage because he's using terms that we don't often use in our day. First off, he describes a respect for these two authorities, the Lord himself and the king, which means the governmental authorities, as fear. He says, fear the Lord and fear the king. Now, there is a sense in which Solomon means literal fear, where we're shaking in our shoes, kind of afraid. And the reason for that is because both the Lord and the king, or the governing authorities, are in a position of power that we are not. And so they have the ability to bring about circumstances that would be harmful for us, or detrimental, or discouraging, or fill in the blank. There's some kind of bad result that could come. They are in that position. Now, Solomon's trying to get his son to understand there needs to be respect for the position. When we think about the governmental authorities, for example, there may be presidents or prime ministers or rulers or dictators who we do not respect. We don't like their positions. We feel like they're incompetent. We feel like all kinds of reasons they should not be in the position they're in. But the fact remains, there's a king above them, the Lord God in heaven, who has allowed them to be in that position. And out of respect for him and his will in placing them in that position, we are to have a respect for the office, for the person who's been placed in that office, because the Lord has allowed them to fill that seat for a time. So Solomon's advice to us is very pertinent for the day in which we live. Whether we agree with the person in office or not, we are to respect them. We're to respect their position. And we are not to join with those who are disrespectful and slanderous and mocking about that person. And Solomon's reason is because disaster will arise suddenly from either the Lord or the king, and who knows the ruin that will come from them both. So in other words, Solomon is saying, don't make yourself a target for either a governmental authority to come down on you or for the Lord to discipline you because of disrespect that you're showing either to him or to the governmental authorities that he's put in place. Now, I guess practically, I should address this. Is there a place for civil unrest? Is there a place for protest? Is there a place for standing against the injustices that you believe a government or a governmental authority is perpetrating? Well, absolutely there is. But the attitude of respect or disrespect is what Solomon is addressing here. If we are in a governmental system where we're able to stand up and make our voice heard, we should do so in a respectful manner. We should do so in a way that's not focused on the person for whom Jesus died, but rather on the policies and the way they're being implemented. Friends, we obviously have a lot to learn in this, so let's pray for the God of heaven and earth to help us. Lord Jesus, we want to have a right attitude about the governmental authorities that you've put in place over us. We want to have the right attitude about you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is over us as well. We want to fear both you and the governmental authorities properly, as is fitting for followers of Jesus Christ. We want to have proper humility. We want to have proper wisdom. And when the time comes that we need to stand against governmental abuses or wrongs, that we would do so with respect and with honor and with the humility of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.